Well, Ace was a guy that loved hockey. He gave his life to hockey. He was a player. He was a coach a little bit. He became a scout and scouted for a lot of organizations. He's got a lot of friends around the NHL because he was always the most popular player on every team, a very funny guy, a guy that loved life and loved the sport. Very good friends with Wayne Gretzky, very good friends with Glenn Sather. There's a lot of people very, very sad. I just found out about it this afternoon watching TV. Somebody said that there was an LA Kings scout that had perished in the crash, and I didn't know who it was, and then I saw it come across TV. So this is a sad day for everybody, and it gets sadder, of course, when you know people that is directly affected, like Ace's wife and family. Dave Taylor, I thought, said it very well. But it hits home when it's one of your own, and I don't think there are many people in the United States that this tragedy doesn't touch.
And you talked about what a great guy Ace Bailey was as a person. Obviously a very successful hockey man as well. 7 Stanley Cups to his credit as a player or as a scout.
No, he was in the right place at the right time. Ace will tell you that. He never gives himself a lot of credit. But as I said, wherever he went, he was always the most popular player. And you can just tell by the list of friends that he touched. As I mentioned, Jari Kurri and Glenn Anderson and all the young players at Edmonton, they all looked at Ace as a mentor. Wayne Gretzky will tell you that the guy that took Wayne under his wing when he went to Edmonton was Ace Bailey. And Dave Forbes and I talked today. Dave and I are very good friends, and Ace and Dave are very good friends in Washington. So once you cross paths with Ace Bailey, you're a friend of his, and you remember him and the things he said and the things he did for a long, long time. The hockey world lost two very good people in this tragedy.